Anyway, getting back to our Facebook feature, what are you most looking forward to this week? What are you most looking forward to this week? Doesn't matter what day. You're looking forward to the weekends. You're looking forward to, like me, getting back in the pool at the Ballarat Aquatic and Lifestyle Centre, doing my little workouts. PT's Water Follies group that still has only one member. That'd be me. But anyway, love to know what you're most looking forward to this week. What I was most looking forward to on the weekend just gone was getting to the cinema to see a movie that I'd been so looking forward to seeing for such a long time, ever since the trailer dropped many moons ago. I'm going, I've got to go and see that, because I am such a huge fan of this guy and his music, and sadly he was taken way too soon. When Baz Luhrmann does a movie, he does a movie. It's nigh on 3 hours long. Yes, and given it's nearly 3 hours long, you're going to need some extra popcorn and probably a Kleenex or two.
Because if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Now, I've got to say, it's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant, Elvis the biopic, but it's certainly very different to Rocket Man, the story of Elton John, and it's very different to Bohemian Rhapsody, the story of Freddie Mercury, of course, where the music side of things, because in Elvis, the biopic, the music plays second fiddle, whereas in Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody, it was right up front and in your face, and there was so much of it. But the music of Elvis is set in the background of this particular biopic. It really doesn't feature prominently in the movie. What features prominently in the movie is the way that Elvis was treated by his manager and his promoter in Colonel Tom Parker, and the way that Colonel Tom Parker took advantage of the King of Rock and Roll. But still, the music's in there. But as I said, it's just not in your face like it was with Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody. And if I've got to give it a score out of 10, nothing's ever perfect. Baz Luhrmann comes close. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. And let me tell you, Cinema One at the Regent's Cinemas was pretty chock-a-block. And there was no doubting the age group. We were all a little older in there. Let me tell you, well, the majority anyway. But just a brilliant, brilliant movie. And even if you're not an Elvis fan, it's worth going along to see. It really is. And speaking of that, for the Regent Cinemas, Movie Talk is going to make a comeback. Remember, before COVID, we used to have Movie Talk every Wednesday. We'd have Stewie come in. Stewie's no longer at the Regent, but Darren is, so he'd be doing our little movie chat, movie talk segment. So it's going to make a return. I'm not sure what's happening this week, but in the not too distant future, Movie Talk will return to the big show, and we'll give you the chance to get along to see the movies and chit chat about what's opening. Each and every Thursday, we'll do that on a Wednesday morning. I've just confused myself. We're doing it on a Wednesday to talk about what's opening on the Thursday. There you go.